little bit of progress, you call it?
It was progress because me getting my hands on the ball. I got my hands on the ball a little bit. I should have made some the plays, but it's a lot of stuff I got to clean up technique-wise. I just glad I was out there just giving my defense the opportunity to even do something, you know what I'm saying?
Is there a lot of pent-up excitement when you go out there now for all the pistols all the time that you've missed? And
yeah. It's me being out there. I'm excited. So, yeah. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to give my all every Sunday.
Charles Woodson told the Denver media today he thought pass interference call should have been a no flag. As you look at it.
I agree. It shouldn't have been a flag, but they called the flag, so yeah. We still got to play ball.
The other one, he said, Sperano said he'd had a talk with you about the taunting thing. Was that just a situation of you just being excited? I mean, you laid a good hit on a guy.
Yeah, I was just caught in my emotions. That's all it was. I was just excited about the hit. Yeah.
It seemed like the coverage was tight most of the day. Is that kind of how it looked to you when you look back on tape?
For the most part, yeah. But it was still some other stuff I could do better on, and I'm still working on. So, I mean, it's always room for improvement.
How did it feel to jump back in and take as many snaps as you did on specials and defense?
It felt good. It felt good to be back out there, actually in the lineup. So.
Brian, I was talking a little bit today about when you first came into now and how you've changed your body. How much have you worked on, you know, the upper body and just sort of changing the weight, changing your body from the time that you drafted to now?
I'm getting older, so I can gain a little weight now. So I've been just lifting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking my grown man strength is starting to kick in. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm. Have you had worried at all about that, making sure that you don't lose speed when you're getting bigger?
I just run, you know, just old-fashioned running, sprints, nothing. There ain't no secret formula, ain't no secret, I don't know. But just run, just keep running, run hard, run fast, and you might get faster.
You faced Peyton once last year. What's that experience like? What do you take from that and you can bring it to this game?
I don't remember that. I'm just worried about this week.
And when you look at this week and their group of receivers and all this, I mean, this has got to be, if you're a defensive back, this is probably as good as it gets for a challenge. I mean,
Peyton Manning's a great quarterback, and he has a good group of wide receivers, and I'm excited for the challenge. I'm ready to get out there and just get this thing going.